after dust. Life 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 after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust. 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 If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sid J. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story. You better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal. Take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded. We belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular. Can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission, and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show. And it fits like a glove on the
life after dust. 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 If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust. 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 If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
Hola, hola, hola. What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life After Dust Live. I am your host, Steady J, and right now, you know, we got three new hosts into the mix, too, in case you have been late to the party. But anyways, got one of them in the building with me right now, my girl Keese. What's up, Keese? What's up? Keese. All right, we go. I think that should be Keese right there. But see, what we going to do, man, before we get into... Before we get to the show today, go ahead and let y'all know. Before we get to the show, we'll let y'all know how we went. I remind y'all every Wednesday, because every Wednesday is Hump Day After Dusk Wednesdays, and that's our special public service announcement. I'm going to let you know every Wednesday. That is, if you're going to hump somebody, please do it responsibly. Again, if you're going to hump somebody, please do it responsibly. And now that we got that out the way. We then today's show, we got my boy, producer/photographer, Shamar Reed. We'll be talking about his show. He's sharing how he juggles both the model and music industry so flawlessly. And then definitely can't wait to chop it up with him. You know, he's been one of the biggest supporters, you know, of what we got going on. It's definitely good to, you know, have people like that on the show. Definitely, you know, definitely show the love back to him. So definitely glad to do that. And heck, before we get into the show real heavy or whatnot, we'll go to a quick music break. Gonna go to a quick song break. And I gotta get real live, and I want to hear something like, but put me in a whole other echelon. So let's see. What am I gonna go with today? You know, I'm trying to think. Am I gonna go real crazy, or am I just gonna be keep it a little subtle? You know, I'm gonna play one of my guests that came on the show for him, and they're making some moves, man. They got tours. They got tours that are going all around the U.S. and Canada and whatnot. And they're just making it happen, man. Several million views on YouTube is doing the big, and that was one of the hardest interviews for me to keep a straight face. So this is my boy's Turquoise Jeep, and this is their song. Let's see, which one I want to play. Smang It. We're going to play Let Me Smang It. We'll be right back on Life in the Dust Live. With your boy, Steady J, Keese, DJ P-Buck, Terry Lamont. Let's go.
Young Hummer. Hey, let me scratch B. Hey, little lady, how you feeling? It's Hummer. at the crib just chilling, trying to figure out what I'm gonna do today. How about you throw on something sexy and come my way? I got a treat for you and you're gonna like it. I hear those giggles, go ahead and get excited. You say in bed that your man is a lame guy, having sex with him is just like watching paint dry. Damn, I really hope that that ain't true, but if it is, here's what I'm gonna do for you. And when you get here, I'm not just gonna bang it, I'ma smash it too, so let's just say I'm gonna sling it.
Let me sling it, girl.
Smash it in there.
Let me sling it, girl.
Smash it in there.
Let me sling it, girl.
Smash it in there. The way I work that kitty, gonna make your heart sing.
Let me sling it, girl.
Crazy. Hope your muscles warmed up, you can't be lazy.
Get loose.
This is what I like to call smash bang fusion.
Gotta focus, mama, you don't wanna get a cush contusion.
I like to mix it up, I like to do stuff. I like to start slow, and then I beat it up. You should be cautious, don't be scary. I'ma have you looking like a wild thornberry.
The locals got you dry, but let me be your tourist.
And I'll leave your body feeling like a rainforest.
So let's get it poppin'. Tell me, can you hang?
Then let me sing it, baby, smash it and bang.
Let me sing it, girl.
Smash it in, baby.
Let me sling it, girl.
Smash it in, baby.
Let me sling it, girl.
Smash it in, baby. The way I work that kitty, gonna make your heart bang.
Let me sling it, girl.
Smash it in, baby.
Let me sling it, girl.
Smash it in, baby.
Let me sling it, girl.
Smash it in, baby. The way I work that kitty, gonna make your heart bang.
Link Faulty, Lono Rosa Nation. Smash and bang is my favorite combination. Kiss it to your toes till you get that sensation. It's a love scene, baby, with no communication. Baby, got minds off now to the next location. Baby, I need inspiration, your mouth fixation. Smacking them jaws is my life separation. F dot boss, love, ladies, and relations.
Love it.
Call me Marathon, my chimney run long. Call me Schwarzenegger, my sex game strong. I smack it Tarantino from dusk till dawn. I smack it everywhere from the bed to the lawn.
Let me smack it, girl. Smash it in, baby.
Let me smack it, girl.
Smash it in, baby.
Let me smack it, girl.
Smash it in, baby.
The way I work that kitty, gonna make your heart bang.
Let me smack it, girl.
Smash it in, baby.
Let me smack it, girl.
Smash it in, baby.
Let me smack it, girl.
Smash it in, baby.
The way I work that kitty, gonna make your heart bang.
Let me smack it, girl.
Smash it in, baby.
Let me smack it, girl.
Smash it in, baby.
Let me smack it, girl.
Smash it in, baby.
The way I work that kitty, gonna make your heart bang.
Let me smack it, girl.
You know what? I think I'm gonna play one. I'm gonna play one more song. I don't think I got a lot of. And I'm about to. You know what? And I'm sorry, Terry. See, Terry gonna get on me bad because I did call the wrong person like a mug. What's up, Terry? What's up?
What it do? What's up, y'all?
Not much. You know, I gotta put one more song with that because I'm like I'm trying to get my hype mode. I'm trying to get real hype and whatnot. And man, after how that last hour of work was, I wanted to just. Like jump off a cliff, man. It was so boring. Like, I don't know, people. I kind of like to work because it make the time go by fast, but it was just so slow.
Right. All right. Well, let's turn it up for all the people getting up for work.
All right. So I'm about to be real. If you're one of the people, that's real churchy, and you don't like to hear certain stuff, you might not want to hear the next song them playing. Might not. Well, no, I might not do that to y'all. I'm not going to do it to y'all today. I'm not going to do it to them today. I was going to do it to them, but I'm going to let them make it today. All right. Okay. I'm going to be a little nice. All right. This song, speaking of work, people going to work, we got some of my boy Spinner, and this is one of my favorite classic songs of all time on the show that we played. This is Get to the Money. Let's go.
Money on my mind.
money. Gotta get that money. Gotta get that money. Yeah. I'm chasing paper like I'm running in a relay race. Money on my mind all the time. Nothing takes its place. I treat my money like a hoe. I spend it, then I get some more. Money is my best friend. You know what I'm saying, for. I like the sight of money. I like the smell of money. I like the way it sounds
when I'm stacking in my honey.
Yeah. I toss it everywhere. Money.
Steady on the mic.
I don't know if I'm giving it to him. We're going to see. Let's see how it is. And by the way, man, let's share some stuff. Some news. Of course, one big thing that I haven't already, issue number 70 is out of On The Spot. You can check that out at thespot.blogspot.com. All the issues are there. Check that out. And man, it's the official newsletter of the Dust Spot, and we just show love to people. And the thing is, it's not really nobody really doing it like how we do with that every week. It's just not happening. I've looked out for it, still haven't seen anybody do it. So it's just good to be original. Y'all see what I'm saying? Thank you. But that's awesome, man. Let's go down the line. You know, everybody got some news. And I know DJ P, but he had just shared some news with me yesterday. That was pretty big. Man, let us know about. We just played this song on Monday, man. Tell us the big news about what's going down next week.
Oh yes, sir. We just played the number one workout song in America, Sweat. My boy Khalil Thomas is creeping up there, though. But on real talk, though, my boy going to be out here in Dallas, Texas, the House of Blues this Thursday, so we're going to do it big with him out here this whole weekend. The Khalil Thomas movement is big. Ceddie J been down with the movement from the get-go, so, you know, we're going to go ahead and bring some life to Life After Dust live with my boy Khalil Thomas pretty soon.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. That's what's up.
Some labs in the building. Yeah, I know.
Give him a quick backdrop on Khalil real quick. We'll give him
just a quick 10 days, like just because they discuss it, like what in there? You know, just a little.
Who is Khalil?
Let me paint the picture. Let's see. Just a reminder, you might know him from Robelts. You might know him from Holes. You might know him for getting his ass spanked on Friday at the Knicks. he decided to go kick Rudolph. And then he pulled that belt out and got his ass whooped. After Aaron Moore got whooped that ass. Yeah, he probably know him. He definitely, it's crazy. It's always crazy to see these stars that, you know, you see them doing all these roles when they were younger, and now they're like older versions of themselves. Just crazy. I'm grown.
Yeah. We hoping he pull a Drake so we can be like, yeah, we a part of the click.
Drop mic.
Ain't nobody like messing with our click.
You know, like DJ Khaled. You were a boss, and you were just Trump. They're going to be running around like, yelling like,
they were like, "What you do in the clique? What you do? I scream. I just scream. That's my job. Just to... Now I'm not even hype. I'm just scream. I scare people.
Oh wow, the screamer.
The screamer.
Now, hey, hold on. Now, speaking of screamers, oh, I love some screaming.
Oh yeah,
I'm tripping. We talking about. This is hump day. I'm gonna hump in your back and shake you.
Now I'm gonna put a term. What big you got? Any big news coming out from your way that you need to share?
What was that? Say that again.
I said, do you got any big news coming out of your way that you need to share?
Not other than me coming back to the city of Detroit. I'll be in town from the 16th. I fly in on the 12th, and I'll be leaving on the 16th. Other than that, I'll be showing my face at a few little spots. I'll be, you know, updating everybody on that on Facebook. So other than that, big things are coming later, but I'm not going to milk all the surprises out yet.
Oh, yeah, you got to give them something to, you know, make them wonder. So, yeah, I feel you on that.
All right.
Most definitely.
Tara Lamont will be showing her face. I will be showing my face at H2 Lounge on the 14th at my homeboy G's party, the All Black Affair. I will be in the building. So y'all come through, y'all show love. It's gonna be one to remember. A real good party. You got your Detroit artists that's gonna be in the building, from Doughboys Cash Out to GTM Guala Gittes and more to come. So y'all come out, show your face, because I will be in the building.
That's simple. All righty, so yeah, now y'all know. She gave y'all one of the surprises, so now y'all know. And where is, you know, see that now, see, you know what, I blame Cuzzo, because now I'm going to keep calling her country now. I'm going to say, what country yet? I'm about to get in her Facebook and get her mess with her.
She is like, I'm taken!
Oh, man, so I'm about to mess with her in a second. But, no, man, you know, definitely a lot of people have definitely been feeling that. Definitely, I sent a shout out to Miss Computer Lady. I see you just sent me a shout out in my Facebook, and she says, "Oh, congratulations to have y'all on the show." You know, it's definitely good. Look, you know, I appreciate. I'm feeling crunk. You know, it's for me. This is what they have calls. You know, like, man, like you don't have to. You don't feel like you gotta pull teeth. Like, they just do them, and it's just so natural. So I love that about y'all. Y'all are just natural. Y'all just do y'all. It's just without, you know, it's no filter. Y'all just do y'all. Y'all are who y'all are.
You already know.
Now, as far as some other crazy news, too, I definitely had to, I just felt compelled to share. And that is, I heard, you know, and this is basically a quick topic, and just get y'all a quick thought process on it. They actually asked him about, you know, Amber Rose, and he shared his thought process. He shared his view on having sex with Amber Rose, and he was letting us, in his words, he basically says, he found out how sensitive pregnant women are down there.
Wow.
So, no, that being said, what do y'all do? Ready, you know from experience or not? Do you think? You know, what's your thought process like as far as, you know, as a guy, DJ D-Buck, would you have sex with pregnant women? For pregnant women, and as a girl, Terry, would you let somebody have sex with you while you were pregnant? And I'll give my answer. I got to answer that question for myself already, but I'll let y'all answer first.
Okay, yeah, well, I still got to say, if it's the, you know, baby daddy, of course. I mean, he still got to get his, but, I mean, it still be different, but my views that men have told me about, you know, situations they've been in, that pregnant women are the best to sleep with for some reason. I don't know why, because they say, you know, more juices be flowing, maybe, you know. But, yeah, I would if it's the baby daddy only, not no random dude, no way. Who that is?
That's just my baby daddy.
DJ T-Buck. Let's take a DJ T-Buck on this question.
No, in the word, from the words that said you the entertainer, I'm a grown-ass man, dog. I'm a grown-ass man. I'm going to get my grown-ass man on, you know. if you talking about her water breaking and, you know, she dripping all over the place and, you know, the baby screaming coming out, then that's different.
That's a little weirder. Hey, but, I put myself on first. A lot of people, y'all know, y'all paid into the history, some of the backstories of me. Y'all remember a pretty crazy story about myself, and I was crazy. So, you know, basically, the whole time I was talking to a chick, I was having sex with a pregnant woman. That was crazy. It's a long story. Y'all have to go catch an archive to figure out what that's all about. But long story short, they are on a whole other level when they are at that stage. They they're worse. It's like they're more menace than men are. Like they're like, I went down, down, down. It's like, whoa, okay. So that was crazy. Every day, that was crazy. Every morning on the morning, it was like that.
Wow.
So, yeah, I can definitely say, I definitely can rule myself into that, saying that I would. So I do agree with Wiz Khalifa 100%. And no, they're not going to be like, you know, some people are like, well, are they going to be lazy because they're going to be hurting because they, you know, they, this, that, and the other. No, I wouldn't necessarily say all that. So, yeah, it gets bananas. So I definitely,
yo,
I down to that.
Yo, I have a quick little shout out that I gotta, you know, kind of do real quick.
Go ahead.
Get the screaming.
I want to give a quick shout out to our other co-host, Miss Kiss Diva. Praying for her grandmother. We need everybody to pray for her grandmother for us tonight. Please and thank you. Keep your head up here, baby.
And I just saw that in the secret chat. Big up to you, Keith. And I know how you feel on that. You know, I've lost my grandma. My mom's about to be more exact. I lost her a couple months ago. So I know how it feels. And, you know, that's one of the people that influenced me to be feel free to be funny without caring what everybody else got to say. So I know
right.
how it feels. There's definitely this big up to you. She is definitely in our prayers.
Exactly.
So, I gotta play something else now. So we get hype.
Right.
I'm gonna go to a song. I'm gonna dig. I usually don't play too much major music, but sometimes I dig into it and I will. But I'm gonna play something. And what am I feeling? I'm about to play my boy ME. And this is one of the classic songs. You know, you probably heard it. It's crazy to say, it's been out for a couple of years now. This is Dance Like a Stripper. To lift my spirits.
Shout out to Woo. Miss Queen of the Strip Club. Shout out to my girl Woo.
So this is a great way to lift my spirits. Here we go.
I'm about to hit the club and dance like a stripper. King got a nigga. I'm thrown on that liquor.
Police, y'all niggas know me. M-E-O-G. Even though these girls are dogs, I leave them hoes on no leash.
Work, 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 work some.
I don't mind throwing money if that chick is worth some. But if she is worth some, get that homo liquor. She'll turn into a stripper, then you send her to a nigga.
Work.
Disrupting the class and little Joey taking,
you know, taking his hands and his heavy handed, you know, self and bopping another kid upside his head and the other kid getting in trouble for defending himself, then that's not exclusion. That's more like lightweight fight. You know, and put that in the ring, keep that out the classroom.
You're right, because I mean, I see, you know, when I was working at a center, I had, you know, one of the things I had to always do was also know about, you know, if something was wrong with a kid, I would have to know that. Because it didn't matter. Like, it could be mixed. It could have a kid that had something wrong with him. And, like, it was one I had to, I mean, not only was he someone spoke, I also had to know what he was allergic to, too.
Well, you know, the problem is it's not the kids' fault of them trying to, you know, add them in with the other kids. It's everybody trying to cut budgets. You know, that extra class requires an extra teacher. So that's what they're doing. They're trying to cut budget by throwing them in the class with the other kids, and they don't get that special attention. So now they're not learning all of the proper things that they could learn in that special class. Instead, they learn how to bop kids in the head.
Yeah, because it's not that a lot of those kids can't learn. It's just, if you're not, you know, it's the same way if you go to a kid, like some kids are bored because they're in a class where it's just not challenging enough for them. So if you got him in this class where he's bored, then he gonna act the fool.
Yeah. And you can't blame him. I mean, what did you expect? That's how I look at it. What did you really expect? Shout out to all the special needs teachers as well, though. Y'all are much appreciated.
Yes, I know. I know from experience, like, how hard that really is. It's not a cakewalk at all. I don't care what anybody like. Yeah, all you gotta do is something that cool. No, because at the end of the day, you still want them to learn this stuff. You still gotta, you know, because at some point in time, these people are gonna become adults, and they have to know some stuff. They have to know some stuff on their own as well.
Right. I got a special needs family member, and I love her to death. Shout out to my honey. You know, she holds it down. But at the same note, yeah, sometimes I be special needs. So y'all give a shout out to me for making it through. I'm a special needed person.
Hey.
I need things.
I'm not going to mess with you because I know you was taking that, but I'm going to let it go. I knew exactly where you was taking that.
Sometimes I'm selfish, too. I be like, hey, I got special needs, so you know what time it is. I don't care if it's 4 in the morning and you have a long day at work. I'm a special needed kid. I need that special attention, so, you know.
I think it's our guest of the day on the line right now. If I'm not mistaken, let me double check. All right, I'm not crazy. I feel like there's energy from this line, and it's my boy Shamaya Reed in the building. 254, you on the line? What's up?
What it do?
Who is this from the 254?
Am I lying?
Yes, you are.
Hi, man. It's Maya. What's up?
What up?
Who is this from the 254?
It's Maya.
I've never heard him talk. It didn't sound like.
I know.
If people talk about me, I feel like I'm talking my D voice. I feel like I'm running a slow jam. So, his voice deeper than mine.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, Shamaya. You definitely sound like a photographer. You sound like you're smooth with it. Like, yeah, girl, going straight this pose on me real quick. Yeah, like that. That's right there. Yeah, hold that. Yeah, click. That's my dog already.
Oh,
we A1.
Okay, I can't even tell people to applaud. I was too busy laughing. What's up, Shamaya, man? It's glad to have you in the building, man.
Hey, appreciate it, man. What's up?
Man, you know, you're just clowning. You know, one of my calls, she's out right now, just family emergency, and definitely just keeping her lifted up because, you know, that's how we do it.
Okay.
True.
So, man, first up, man, I just got to say, first up, man, you're, like, one of the biggest supporters of, like, the movement, period, man. Because every time I turn my head, this dude, every week, he uploading some video of one of them, of one of his beats. And it's just, like, it's just crazy. I'm like, dang, is he run out of, like, this dude does not run out of stuff. And, you know, when you pay this a lot of stuff he's doing, man, you know, you want to see, but you're not just a beat maker, because there's a difference. You actually producing stuff, and then you also, of course, you get the photography side. You know, I bet you off the producing side. So, man, first up, man, kind of tell us, man, what led you to get what got you into it, man? Because, you know, I mean, industry standard is definitely what you hear when you play your stuff. It's clear, crisp, and straight to the point how it needs to be.
Yeah, I'm working towards the producer title. I'm still in the R&B arranger, you know, status. But, you know, I went to Toledo College, University of Toledo. Yeah, I moved back to Texas. And I couldn't find jobs. I was like, you know what, let me just start a business. So that's when SPS came about. And it's just Short Porsche, my production studio. And we do photography, special events, people looking for something for their album. I didn't really do too many model stuff, you know, for models, whatever. Maybe down the road, it'll happen.
But
mainly it's photography and, you know, making music. I have an album coming out next year. It's all instrumental. And I'm working with a few artists right now, trying to just produce some stuff and network. And some of them help me. I mean, some of them ask me to help write the song, so, you know, feedback and whatnot. So I'm getting there.
That's what's up. That's definitely what's up.
Yeah, I mean,
you know,
I do, so, because I do my research. Like, every day I'm learning something new. And at first, it's funny. I tried some of my beats, and it's like, you know, I'll sell it for $5, $10. And then you look at forums and look at other producers, and they're like, nah, man, that's not a good look. Because if you think about it, you be patient and sell a beat for a grand. Or you can sell, like, you know, $10 beats and try to get it right that way. So it's all about consistency and not trying to rush things. You know, you have to be patient with whatever you're trying to do and just, you know, keep at it until it happens.
Most definitely, most definitely. I got a quick question for you, Shamaya. How do you write your competition?
Well, man. I do what?
That was a tough one.
How do
How do you rate your competition?
Okay, how do I rate my competition? Okay.
How do you rate your competition, yeah?
You should erase or race?
Rate.
R-A-T-E. How do you rate your competition?
I don't know. I haven't really thought about it. As far as on the music side or photography side?
Anyone you want to speak on? Anyone?
I could say I don't have any competition, but that's just me.
Go.
If I can be real, you know,
that's what's up.
I don't think I have any competition. I'm in my own league, you know what I'm saying? It'll make
always. That's all I was looking for, too. You know,
yeah, I'm a risk, man. When you hear Shamaya's beat, you know what I'm saying? It's nobody else's beat but Shamaya. So, and if you hear Shamaya's photo, it's going to be like no other. So, I ain't got no competition right now.
Y'all hear that
it's
out
Shamaya.
There?
If you want to challenge, you know, you can challenge. But, you know what I'm saying? Eventually, you're going to lose. So, I wouldn't try.
Yeah, so you mainly take pictures of artists?
Yeah, right now, I'm doing that. And also, just families and stuff like that.
You get artists to come in. Do you ever get an artist to come in and don't know how to pose and be like, what I'm supposed to do? They don't take no thought into it. They just come to you and want you to work magic with them right on the spot.
Well, actually, when I say artist, is like a this that I'm working with right now. But the ones I do work with, pretty much, you know, they kind of know what it is they're looking for. So I just kind of, you know, I help them post on whatever. But I got to give a shout out to my mom because I met her, my co-owner for my company. You know, so shout out to my mom. I don't know if she's listening, but she probably will.
Hey.
She be coaching them. I take a picture.
Hey.
Go crazy.
And Miss Computer Lace said she wants to give a shout out because, you know, she's actually, that's what she's at. She's in Toledo from your alma mater. So she said she never had to see you some love because, you know, she ran for the city all day, every day. So she had to see you some love on that one.
Appreciate it, man. Show love back. Appreciate it.
That definitely was
up. All right, now, I got another question for you because, you know, I watched you do some other big moves. Like, what led you to starting, you know, Dope Fresh, you know, their website, Dope like, Fresh, man? Like,
yeah, Dope Fresh Promo is my second company. SPS was my first company. Dope Fresh Promo is my second one. Pretty much is music switching up. But it's really all about promoting artists on the come up and just trying to help brand them and try to help them gain more fans. So the whole great deal about it is all the service I provide is pretty much free service. I feature them on blogs. I tweet at them. We tweet their links. And we've been getting some big people. I'm not going to drop names because I don't drop names. But I try to keep it a family atmosphere. So, like, all the stuff I try to promote, I try to keep it, you know, somewhat clean because, you know, I do go to church and stuff. I can't be having people point me out like, hey, so what you doing, you know, this and that. But, yeah, Dope Fresh Promo is pretty much is a new thing that's I really think is going to take off next year because I just recently became a YouTube partner. It's a company that I reached out to. And they reached out back to me. So now when I upload my videos, you're going to see ads, you're going to see like movie trailers and just stuff from Google pretty much. And I get a chance to earn money off my videos now because I'm an official YouTube partner. So,
you know. Nice. Real
and,
nice.
You know, and another question I want to ask too because, you know, and this is something I would tell people all the time because it's a lot of artists, they think on a local, I mean, yes, you want to build yourself in your city, but they think on such a local mindset. They don't mean, it's not right to, you know, get big in your city, but make stuff that's going to be appealing to the masses. And one of the things you did recently, I remember when you did it, too. You came to me, you was on my chat, you was like, man, you got to check this out. You got to check this out. You said it was like maybe 2 hours that you put it up or something like that. Just put this video up of one of your beats you was using to put it out. And then this dude from Australia, like New Zealand, purchased it.
Yeah, this dude from Australia, like, it was funny. I was on SoundCloud. I try to be consistent when I put a beat out there. I put a beat on YouTube and Reverb Nation, and then I put on SoundCloud so that everybody that's on there, that either family or whatever, if I follow my stuff, they can see it. Versus trying to search the stuff. But I was on SoundCloud, I logged in, so I got a message. And this dude from Australia. And he's like, hey, I checked out your beat on YouTube. That's all you had on SoundCloud. So I was available for a download. So I downloaded it, checked out this track. And I was like, dang, bro. So, yeah, I was like, wow. So I just took the track and I put it on YouTube, helped promote it. One thing I don't do. I take away the download option because too many people been like editing out my tag and using the beat. So I'm like, really? So that's why, yeah. Only mess with certain people now because too many people they steal your stuff. So it's like you gotta protect yourself out there.
Yeah, they will try to steal your shine. I mean, it's one thing to emulate and take from, but when they just completely just steal from me, God dang.
And it's funny because I used to just have my beat in the beginning. And once I noticed people start editing the beginning out and just go into the beat, I'm like, okay, I need to tag it throughout the whole thing. But now I'm just smart about it. I'm just best work, it won't be out, you know, because YouTube, you can download stuff, just compared to MP3. Won't be the best quality. Still, people are desperate nowadays. I mean, like I said, you go back to the beat making stuff, you got people making beats for 99 cents. And I'm like, really? But,
right.
You know, whoever works, you know what I'm saying? Whoever works with you.
All right, I'm gonna slide it over to DJ Peep. I think he was trying to ask something too, and another question to you as well.
Shoot, man, right now I'm zoning out because, I mean, when you got young artists, young producers who be doing their thing, especially when you're able to get your family involved too, that's nothing but love. Like that's the main thing I preach is, like if whoever you're working with, make sure they family. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, Steady J, that's my little bro. That's my little big bro, because he's bigger than me. But you know, yeah, that's my dog, too. You know, even if he don't get no bigger, he always going to be my dog. But the main thing is, you know, when you out there in the industry, it's a lot of snake in the grass cats who trying, you know, do little stuff like cut off your tag on a beat, and not want to give you your credit for what you blood, sweat, and tears to go ahead and produce. See, the main thing about producing that a lot of people don't know is right now it's more of a politician game to where you can have your beat, it be dope, you know what I'm saying? Then you put somebody like Drummer Boy on it and say it's Drummer Boy beat, they'll be willing to pay $10,000 more for the same beat.
Exactly.
So, you know, like production and the music game to me, you know, it's all an illusion, and it's basically just about putting yourself in the right position with the right people. And you sound like you're doing the right things, making the right moves, and sticking with your standards. Because, I mean, you know, if you just following suit on what everybody else is doing, then that's going to lead you in the wrong position. So keep doing what you're doing, homie.
Right, most definitely.
Yeah, keep the bar high. I heard someone really wise say, you know, if you go to California and you see the stores out in California, you're not going to walk into the store, see a jacket that costs, you know, way, way, way above your budget. And when you walk out, the owner comes walking towards you saying, why are you leaving? You know, I can cut the price to $20. No, because they understand it. You got to attract a certain audience. If you want to attract people who just want something for free or cheap, that's what you're going to get. But if you want to set a standard, you might have to wait longer, but, you know, eventually somebody gonna come by and you're going to get what it is you trying to get for the price. Because it's all about brand yourself and it's about your image. And if your image from the outside looks like you're just selling 99-cent beats and you're doing photography shoots for $1, you know, people are not going to take you serious.
Exactly.
They're not going to respect you. You have to respect yourself. You're going to be able to respect you and your work.
All right, now I got a caller on the line, too, I'm about to bring in. Speaking of Toledo, Miss PC is in the building. What's up, Miss Computer Lady?
Hey there. How are you doing?
Pretty good. Glad to have you.
Glad to be on board. Not gonna be long. Know you pressed for time, but I wanted to make sure that my kids not alive coming his direction.
And by the way, like I said, this is actually she's actually the person that I wanted to definitely. I was just talking about that in Toledo. She was just showing you some love that you said you graduated from your university in Toledo.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm talking about as far as Samara, just like as far as Miss Computer Lady, you know, she's actually, matter of fact, not only is she in Toledo, but her company name even has Toledo in it. That's how much you love her. That's how much you love the city. So. So did you have anything you wanted to tell our guests? And I also know this is your first time meeting my co-host too, so I'm going to, you know, You know, go ahead. You know, this is your second home, Miss Continue Lady. So go ahead. Say
well,
what
I appreciate. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you. First of all, again, congratulations to your new co-host. Hey there, how y'all doing, first of all?
Hi, how are you doing?
What up? And second of all, again, to Shamaya, you know, congratulations on all your efforts. And the last point he made was right. It can be frustrating and it can test your patience, but that's the only thing is that's business talk, because who do you want to attract? Do you want to attract those that want for free or just cheap, or do you want to attract those that will pay you what you're worth? At times, do you have to center on free or cheap? You know, you may have to, but at the same time, only right, but free and cheap only can go so far and only so long, because you'll get to a point where free and cheap won't appreciate, because, hey, you shouldn't have to price too high. Well, I'm in business. I got to survive. I got to evolve. I got to change because I got well, you're your own brand, so excuse me, you don't have that much competition, but or any competition at all, but you're not trying to attract competition either. So you got to do what you got to do to survive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But again, best of success to you always, and wanted to make sure that you knew you had 419 love again coming your way.
I appreciate that, man. That's what's up. Because, you know, it's a thrill. It was real cool, man. It's a good experience. I was there for like a year and a half, but, you know what I'm saying? It was cool. Because it's a long story. I transferred there from Michigan. Because I went to school at Ann Arbor, Michigan. And then
I transferred.
Okay. To Toledo. But, yeah, man. Appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. Next time you're in town, gotta look each other up.
Bam, bam. As I see, we got a couple minutes left in the regular portion of the show. I know, you know, going to the after hours, you know how, yeah, it's real funky. You don't know what the heck is going on. But as far as, you know, I definitely just wanted to, you know, once again, Shamaya, I just definitely wanted to see you some more love because, you know, like I said, not only you doing this of your career, but you know, you show me love, like, for the moment, from day one, just off of Twitter, like, this dude was just, like, retweeting everything, man. I've been, like, every time I turn my head, was like, yeah, man, you got something up for retweeting, man. I'm like, retweet. I'm getting my thing, like, man, it's on it. And then he joined the network, and then just, you know, you've been, like, big family, man, and you know, I mean, every time, I mean, like, for instance, another crazy thing, I mean, you go to the news feed, it could be like 20 people he just missed, but he will just go make up for it like one day and just like welcome every last one of them. I'm like, God dang. you know, it's that's much love, man, because a lot of people, they be so stuck into themselves, their own brands, that they won't support other people's stuff. So, you know, I just want to say big up to you, man.
Appreciate it. You know.
Most definitely.
A lot of people that know me, they probably get tired of me when I say chase the dream, but that's all I do every day I wake up. So, I mean, if you read the stories of other entrepreneurs and other CEOs, you know, so I got Steve Jobs' story. Look at the guy who started McDonald's. I mean, it's a long list. Everybody had humble beginnings, but they stuck with it. And what motivates me is, you know what I'm saying, if I quit, I can apply to a job, to a company, of a CEO who never stopped chasing his dreams. So I'm never going to quit because somebody who owns Pizza Hut, you know, someone who owns Best Buy, you know, they never stopped chasing their dreams and they got people working for them. So that's why I look at it.
Right. I understand that.
Because, like, one of my professors told the class, he said you can either make it happen or end up working for someone who already did. So.
Say, Pam, when you blow up, you're going to make your artist walk for cheesecake. let them know how, you know, don't be your beginning. You're going to make them go ahead and hit that stroll to earn they keep, you know. Yeah. Or are you going to give them a ride to the cheesecake?
Oh, wow.
Man, make them beat their feet, man. Make them hit that Tom and Jerry. They know how hard it is out here. It's hard out here. It's hard out here for a pimp.
Okay. You know, he's joking. You know, he's too much joking, but you, at the same time, he is serious as heck because I done watched him. First day here, and if you come to him and you tell him that you want to pursue music and you want to come through him, he gonna be tough on you. He does not freaking play.
We don't even do music. We don't even perform or act until you learn the business. Until you start showing that you can maintain you before you can pursue your dream. If you can't maintain you, and your dream is going to be so hard to reach. You know, some people don't understand the concept of stability.
That's very true. That's a key thing, man. Like, think about your dream. You can't just dream it. You got to make it. You got to take the steps that's going to get you to the next step, the next level. It's like you're on a journey. You know, you're on a road trip. You know, you can't just get in a day and then be like, oh, I quit. You got to, you know, reroute until you get to your destination, no matter how long it takes. Because the thing is, the destination is always going to be there, but it's up to you to do whatever it takes to get there, no matter what.
That's motivation.
The thing is, if you look back 10 years from now, and you're in the same spot, you know, 10 years later than you are right now, it's no one's fault but yours. You know, you got to get up in the morning, look in the mirror, and say, you're going to make it happen. Because if you make excuses, then that's the easy way out, and you're going to be like an average person. This one guy's military. He talked to me. I was at a photo shoot. He said, I don't know why I met you, but someone told me to tell you. You got to be above average. Everything you do, be above average. And he said, if you ask me, you know, thinking right now, what does that mean? Whatever you do, it has to be above than the average person. The way you think, the way you move, the way you react to the struggles and hard times, because storms, you know, they're there to help you get better and help you be strong, but it's also to get you ready for the next blessing that's going to come your way if you don't give up. So, think about it. Yeah, I'm a CEO, but that don't mean nothing. That's just a title on paper. It only means something if I do something about it. So, anybody can be a CEO, you know. You just gotta be serious about what you like doing. And the statement that if you work hard enough doing what you love doing, you won't work ever again. It's a true statement. Because I'm living it right now. Like, I may not have $1 million in my bank account, but I'm still living my dream. So, you know what I'm saying?
That's definitely what's up. Definitely what's up. Big up to you. Definitely a big up to you and all the producers. I honestly feel like just producers around the world, I don't feel like you guys receive as much credit as you deserve. You know what I'm saying? A lot of producers, I feel like, just don't. They don't give you the credit. That's why I'm like, you know, if people really understood the history of producing, y'all are leaders. You know what I mean? Part of the management circle, you know. And, I mean, you have producers with good qualities and bad qualities. You know, they say a good producer can carry the team to victory. A bad producer can cause the studio to shut down, you know. But a producer is the voice of reason. You know what I mean? So I just feel like you guys deserve a lot more credit than what you get. And big ups to you for still chasing your dream and making your dream become your reality. Real talk.
I mean, there's nothing to it but to do it like Nike.
It's
like, you know, Michael Jordan, you know what I'm saying, one of his quotes, and if you haven't noticed, I love quotes because in Toledo, I study philosophy and business, majoring mostly in philosophy, so I'm really, you know, philosophy type of dude. And, you know, Michael Jordan, you know what I'm saying? He has so many good quotes. I mean, I'll share one with you. Matter of fact, I'll share two with you. Two of my ultimate favorite quotes that got me through high school and college. First one is by Michelangelo. He said, I carved the marble until I set the angel free. And that's all we got to do every day. When it comes to our dreams, when it comes to our goals, our ambitions, we have to carve until we actually start seeing what it is that we have to see in the near future. And sometimes God will do that to you himself. You know, he'll make you get in certain situations that's beyond your control just so he can start carving off some things in your life that you don't need so that you can actually grow into your, you know, your potential, of your purpose, you know, and your gift. Because my dad always tell me, honor your gift. And he said it so many times, I just been like, okay, I got it. You know, you don't have to say all the time. But now I think about it, you know, it makes perfect sense. Honor your gift.
Wow.
You get it there faster or you get there quicker. It just means when it gets hard, you still honor it. You know, if it gets tough, you still honor it. It feels like it's completely dead, you know, you still honor it. It's at those times where you're at the closest turning point, you know what I'm saying, to get to where you want to be, you know. Because you can get so close and something happens and then you really give up, not realizing that you're at this, you know what I'm saying. You just have to keep pushing.
I agree.
And the sad thing is, people don't understand that. Why? Because not enough people are sharing the knowledge, you know. People got to motivate each other. But I guarantee you, man, if more people spend more time pushing other people to do better and supporting their dreams, supporting their goals, man, there'll be more black CEOs, more leaders, instead of followers. Because, to be honest, I mean, the way the music industry is, I'm glad I'm not famous. Because it's not my time yet. It's their time. When my time comes, their time's going right now. But that's just my opinion. You know what I'm saying? In other words, nothing can come before its time. You know? But I'm focused on photography. Music is just my second, you know, my second love. I love music. But photography, video, you know, I'm going to get on that movie director status one day, too. So I'm really the creative art type of guy. So that's my
$2, $3, $25, $50
I put in.
Let's see. Man, as we get come to a close, man, I definitely, like I said, we're definitely glad to have had you come through because, you know, I always appreciate when a producer comes in here because we've had upcoming producers, major producers come through, you know, all kinds of people have came through and just definitely shared this stuff with these artists because without y'all, I mean, there's no life within the music to make sure it's quality. So there's a big ups to you and definitely, man, let everybody know how they can find you.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm on Twitter, twitter.com/SPS_CEO. Instagram, I'm on there. Username is at @SPS_CEO. And on Instagram, I really try to put a lot of quotes and pictures, scriptures, positive stuff that keep people, you know, motivated. And also, you got my website, shamayaproductionstudio.com, for photography. And I just put a little, I just launched a new page for selling beats and stuff. So if you're up to see you, you know, want to check out my work, you can hit up that website or you can just go to my youtube.com/ShamayaPopR&B. And I know Shamaya is really a unique name. You probably haven't heard it before. So it's S-H-E-M-A-I-A-H. That's the spelling. And I can talk a long time about how that's been mispronounced. I mean,
on the CD page.
That's why I made that sad. I did not make the text say kid 9 called Maya. Because, no. Maya, people never got it right when I was growing up.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, you got to let me know, too, if you need some samples. I mean, I do beats, too. I got this beat right here. Here's a sample, one of them samples you can go and use on the beat.
Okay. Cool, man. And, yeah, like being on Twitter.
If she only found out at the temple, I know I did not hit that temple, hit no table. I've done with you.
Hey, no, I know it ain't professionally just yet. You know, I ain't on your level, but, you know, just when I get there, you know, just remember me from this show.
Hey,
I'll be like,
hey,
you know that dude that was on that show with you who was beating on his chest on the table, saying I was a beat? I came up now.
No. Just make it clear, though, man. I'm not into all that fame stuff, man. I'm just a regular dude making music. I'm cool. You're on your own level. Like, when you brand yourself, ain't nobody gonna touch you. But if you try and be like, if you try and be like JD, if you try to be like Timbaland, if you try to be like all them other established producers who had their own brand, then yeah, of course you're gonna have to be on their level. But if you be yourself, people gonna have to be on your level.
Just like you have your own fingerprint,
you know what I'm saying? When you have your own fingerprint, anybody gonna touch you. They can say what they don't like. But all you gotta do as a just professional is just have the ambition to be better than where you are now. You know, take notes, look at these big producers, study what they do. Don't try to look for the handout, because I'm guilty of, you know, I ain't gonna lie. I used to try to look for handouts all the time. You know, hey, can you check out my beat? And they don't say nothing back. And it's a good thing, because now I know how the game works. The game is how you play it. You work the hand that you're dealt. You don't try to get all the spades. You don't need all the spades. You just need your hand that you've dealt with.
Nice.
Yeah, I ain't trying to preach, man. I'm just, you know.
This man's like, I mean, every weekend news, I just need to come to you and take use the quotes from you. I'll be having some quotes up in there, but I'm just gonna have to talk to you. quotes from Shamai. But okay, also Taryn, go ahead and let everybody know how they can find you.
All right, y'all can reach me on Twitter at Taryn Lamon, TarynLyymon. On Facebook, it's the same, Taryn Lamon, TarynLyymon. And the same as Instagram, it's just Taryn _ Lamon. There you go.
Damn. DJ P-Book.
Well, you can find me in that D, Dallas, Texas. Yeah, though. No, but on Twitter. On Twitter.
Okay. So
PBUCC. PBUCC. PBUCC on Twitter. Yeah, though.
All right. You follow me, I'll fuck you back.
I'm done. I got to say, shout out to Jesse Sashay. She was actually in that video. I think she was telling me that.
Yeah, though.
And just definitely say that's my model buddy. I got to definitely send some shout out to her. Whoa, dog, that's my part of that crime. Whatever we out and about, it's a problem. So it is what it is. And oh yeah, y'all can find me at Fetty J Dusk. That's Twitter. You find me same way on Facebook, Fetty J Dusk. You'll find me that way. And heck, of course, my website, thespot.com, thespot.com. This is their channel with everybody over there, so it is what it is. And then, if y'all missed any parts of the show, make sure y'all check out, you know, blogtalkradio.com/CDJ. Look for the episode that says Hump Day after the producer at @STS_. CEO. That's simple. It's not hard. Simple. Or iTunes, you just for iTunes for free. Just type in Life of the Dust Live and pull up all the shows. And you listen to all the shows in there and download for free. So it's that simple.
Make sure y'all check that out.
Check it out, man.
That being said, man, we're about to roll on out. But, you know, definitely. You know, once again, I can't say it stretch enough. I can say just big up to you, Shamai. And I came with to see you grow a bit more, man. You know, doing some big things, and you know, just
this stuff. Like I said, this is great to see you doing stuff. And, hey, because you're in Texas, man. You know, you definitely, man, you know, All-Star Weekend. I'm going to go ahead and put it out there right now. All-Star Weekend, Houston. Yeah, I know what it is. They can catch me and DJ T-Buck there. Ty Cruz and the sites is going to be there. A lot of people from the site are going to be there, and we're going to be chilling and whatnot. Queen, is going to show before. She's also the one that does the,
you ain't such a life, huh?
She'd be chilling with us as well. So it's going to be crazy in Houston. All-Star Weekend, y'all meet us there. Or meet us there, whatever. Y'all figure out what y'all want to do. But we rolling on out. Everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, when there's a Jay, or there's a Terry Lamont, or when there's a Peter, or there's a Shamaya, or when there's a you, there is a way. Y'all tuned to that episode of Life at the Dust Live with the craziest people on the net. We'll see y'all on Monday. Monday show. We'll see what's going to happen on Monday show. Now, we're going to roll on out with one of my boys, Shamaya Reed's tracks, and this is Nerdy. Y'all. I was going freestyle, but I'll let the beat go.
Man, that beat go hard. That beat is the ish.
That beat is the ish. That beat is the ish. We taking the ish? You eating my dish?
Hold up.
Can't handle this. Hold up. Go ahead, DJ T-Boy. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Go fed. We're red. We're blue. What it do? From the H-Town. Hold on. That was just a little tight right there. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. I hear the beat fading. And that's my haircut too. I'm coming through my whole crew. It don't care if you wear red, if you wear blue. I don't care because I'm just that boy said. It don't care for the other, I don't care for the vibe, I'm going fed. And now they're stopping. No one just because now we're stopping now. And now we getting off the show. Y'all know it's going down. All right, y'all, we out for real now.